A group of people from all over the U.S. traveled to the capital city this week for one reason: stand-up paddleboarding. KTOO's Lisa Fu reports on this unique way of experiencing Juneau.
Jan and Jeff Lipscomb, Carol Fonches, and Bob Stafford went to Auk Lake for their first Alaska stand-up paddleboard experience. Fonches describes the sport, which has its roots in Hawaii.
It's like a big, long surfboard that you can stand on, and if you're really good, you can do yoga on or something. But with a paddle, you stand up and you just move through the water. You know, sometimes people fall in when they first start, but it's easy not to even get wet after a while.
Sunday was North Douglas. The group took off toward Mendenhall Glacier.
Heading straight for that glacier was like being in an IMAX movie for me. It's only something I've seen in movies, and to be on the water looking at it, it's really surreal.
Lipscomb says the trip so far has been fun and not too strenuous. The two couples traveled to Juneau from San Diego and Las Vegas with the help of Florida-based company Surfit. Carla Gore runs the business with her husband Aaron Pollard. One component of her job is setting up stand-up paddleboarding trips in different parts of the world.
Almost anywhere there's water, you can paddleboard. And we're really used to warm water paddling, but I thought, we know that it's beautiful here. There's so much to see, so much water, so much place to paddle. So we thought, well, we'd just try it here.
For Jeff Lipscomb, paddleboarding in Alaska is how he wanted to celebrate turning 60.
For me, this is something that surrealistically you could only dream about. And it has been just 2 days in a row. All I can say is this is phenomenal. You're paddling on the water, looking at arguably one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Lipscomb says being on the water on a paddleboard is different than being on the water in a boat.
When you're paddling, there's the sound of your paddle in the water, and that's it. And then everything else you hear are things like eagles, birds, salmon thrashing around. You can hear and see everything with clarity.
Stafford describes the schedule for the rest of their week in Juneau.
We'll paddleboard at least once every day and maybe twice. And we'll go 5-6 miles in the morning, 5-6 miles in the afternoon. And we look for wind or some texture on the water, and we follow that a little bit.
Other paddleboarding destinations in Juneau include Amalga Harbor, Boy Scout Beach, Auk Rec, and Echo Cove. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.